3:33 at WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon. Thank you for being with us on a Monday. Uh-oh, what's going to happen here? Oh, that's good. That's exactly what I wanted to happen. Good. New system working nicely. Big puffy clouds today. Anything to worry about? No, not at all. Just the big old super blue moon, or what is this called now? It seems like every time there's a moon, and I don't know why this has just started happening, but you got to pay attention to it, because if you don't pay attention to it, well, geez, you're gonna miss it. Well, get out there, kids. Have a little fun. Moons over Miami. Well, no, here in Bloomington. You remember that? That's a Denny's joke. That's a Denny's joke. Anyhow, it's a big blue supermoon, and we won't see one of these till 2037. It seems like they're all like that. So the moon will rise a little bit later in the evening. Go outside now. It's great. It's perhaps not the Chamber of Commerce style, but when 76 feels like 76. Past the halfway point of August, I think we should just hop on and ride that wave. That's what I would do. Now, what happened here? What's going on with the Weather Channel? They want me to buy something? What are you people, nuts? No, it's weather. Whether or not I'm buying, it's a pretty simple deal here. When is the moonrise tonight? That's what you got to be aware of for that full moon. That's why everybody's acting crazy this week and weekend, throwing a little move in, throwing a little fun. 56 tonight is perfect. Listen to this tomorrow. Sunshine 74. That's a Chamber of Commerce day. 51 tomorrow night. 75 in sunshine on Wednesday. 52. 79 more sunshine on Thursday, a low of 55. And for those of you who like summertime, you're just going to have to make it till Friday, where we start 85 and then go 87, 90, 93, 92, 90. Boy, that's Indiana, isn't it? 2 weeks, all you can eat. Please pay at the register before you leave. Now, every other Monday, we get caught up with our great friend. He is the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. It is Eric Spoonmore on a Monday afternoon, buddy. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Glass. I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to the blue moon, the sturgeon.
I knew it was something
tonight.
Like that. Yeah.
We're getting excited for it. And you're right. This is Chamber of Commerce weather. If I've ever seen it, you know, my beloved Harbor Springs, Michigan, I was just up there for our annual vacation way up north in Michigan, as far north as you can go until you get to that upper peninsula, and the weather feels just like this. So it's nice. You know, we came back from vacation and now got some of the same weather here that we get to enjoy here for the next few days.
We always ask you to bring some of that back, and we're glad you had enough room in the whether it's in the carrier on top of the car, checked bag, whatever it has to be. We're happy that we're not 900 degrees. People are moving in. U-Haul temperature seems to raise the annoyance level of everybody. Forget the full moon. That's the gravitational pull. We can't do anything about that. But so hopefully everybody is enjoying the time. Yes, we're all in this together. Let's have some fun. All right, you've been busy. You get back from vacation. All kinds of things are going on. I pick up the internet one day, and you're with the Ellettsville Chamber of Commerce, trying to make the county leaders aware of business leaders' thoughts on perhaps the location of a new jail, new justice complex. I don't even know anymore. Marty Hawk and I talk every Wednesday, and we're trying to she tries to keep us in the loop of everything. But I wanted to talk to you about that as well, because there are more than just the courts and the sheriff's department involved with this. This really is a community and business community decision.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, Council Member Hawk is so involved in the day-to-day county government issues and is so knowledgeable. So it's good to get that perspective on that side of things as well, too. But, you know, the business community, we really see, you know, this is a very important issue here in Bloomington and Monroe County. And, you know, we're always looking, just like the county council is and any fiscal body of a city or a county is looking for the greatest value of taxpayer dollars. I mean, after all, it's a lot of our businesses and workers who are contributing those tax dollars to government to be able to make those spending decisions. So, you know, it's important that the business community has a seat at the table and we're able to you know, talk about these things and what's going to be best for the community. We did learn that there's some additional property and a significant amount of acreage that would be suitable for the new jail and justice facilities that are currently being discussed by county government. And so that would be in the area of Vernal Pike and Woodyard Road. And the property owners there have come forward and put out an offer. Actually, there's two property owners with contiguous property right next to each other going along Vernal Pike there. And it totals about 113 acres. And they said they would put a cap on that of $6 million, which is half of the amount that had been previously discussed at the preferred area of the North Park property, which is just up there at Hunter Valley Road and Curry Pike area, north of the highway there.
Do you remember how many acres the North Park project is?
Yeah, it's about 40 acres is what my understanding was. They were
just for a compare and contrast there.
Yeah, for about $12 million, 40 acres. And this property down at Vernal Pike also has all the utilities that are necessary. As far as we know, we're exploring that a little bit more. We do know there's a large sewer water line going through that property that's connected to municipal service. You know, out at North Park, they don't have that. It's all kind of a package plant that was installed. So I think there are some real benefits to at least exploring this additional property. And, you know, again, you know, we're looking at the fiscal aspects of this because it's going to be a $200 million project when they co-locate the jail and all the courts and the probation offices and the court clerks and all of those folks, prosecutor's office, with this new jail. You know, every dollar is going to count. And so if you can save $6 million on the acquisition of property, that's even more money that you could then, you know, put into the necessary and needed services that our jail desperately is in need of when it comes to addiction services or mental health treatment for the people that are housed in the jail. All of that money is going to be very critical to being able to provide the services that we need. And we know that the new economic development local income tax that was raised last year isn't going to be able to cover the full extent of the $200 million project. So we're looking at an additional income tax increase of 0.2% that I saw at the latest county council work session last week. Could be lower than that, but they're going to be considering the maximum amount, it looks like, of 0.2%. And that would be able to kind of get us across the threshold of meeting that budgeted $200 million number. But again, you know, if we can save several million dollars on the acquisition of land, I think it's very wise for the elected officials to at least explore that option and see if it'll work. It appears to be a little bit closer to the city of Bloomington. It's got good access. They're walkable to some county park facilities and amenities and a bus line, which we know transit is really important for anyone who is, you know, housed in the jail. When they get released, they're going to need a place to go. And so to be able to hop on a bus relatively quickly is, I think, a goal that, you know, we should be looking at.
And this other property, the off Woodyard Road, it's A, not that far from the other property, but all the amenities and price tag and bus line and all the things you're not going to have to add, that's going to keep the prohibitive cost down, correct?
Yeah, it appears so. I mean, that's kind of the logic that we're following as well, too. And so, you know, worthy of exploring, and I think, you know, what we heard at that last county council meeting was that there was a lot of interest in seeing if this would be a suitable option. I understand that there's a phase one environmental study that's being done on that property already. You know, kind of the next steps beyond that would be getting appraisals on the property, although the property owners have already said that, you know, they'll take the lower of the two. By state law, the statute says government can't buy the property unless it's the average of two appraisals or anything lower than that. And so the property owners have said, we'll get the average of two appraisals And if that comes in lower than the $6 million cap that we've stated in this offer, we'll take the lower of the two. So, I mean, it's kind of a win-win there in terms of, you know, cost. It doesn't appear to be any real surprises with the cost of that property. They would it would never exceed $6 million.
Eric Spoonmore, President, CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, is our guest this afternoon talking about land acquisition for the new Monroe County Justice Center, court system, jail, you name it, and $200 million. You better get it, you better get on that list if you want to get in. How important was it to show a united front between the Ellettsville Chamber and the Greater Bloomington Chamber? How important is that to work in unison, work in concert, especially with project with these numbers you're talking about?
Yeah, I think it's anytime you can partner with your peers, that's a good thing to do. We've got, you know, great respect for our friends and partners at the Ellettsville Chamber. Really appreciate all of the work that they do in their community. And they've got a very strategic outlook for their future in Ellettsville. And the Chamber's been playing a really important role with that. You know, the Envision Ellettsville plan has been kind of an ongoing initiative for the future of that community and how they want to grow and providing strategies for that growth. And it's a very sophisticated plan. And so I think the Ellettsville community, in particular the chamber and government out there, has been you know, interested in future uses of the North Park land as that relates to the strategy and growth and just kind of being the gateway there to the Ellettsville community. And I think, you know, Ellettsville was more concerned about land use. And is that the highest and best use of that land, putting a jail there when it could be for other, you know, economic development purposes, job growth, housing, things that are really going to provide economic dividends down the road for the community. And, you know, I think they've got a really good concern there, and I think it's very valid. You know, we were looking at it from more of a cost standpoint and making sure that we're getting the most effective use of taxpayer dollars. And so it was a good opportunity for the Bloomington Chamber and our friends over in Ellettsville to kind of partner on something that impacts the entire community and all of Monroe County.
Well, and we have lots of those projects going going on right now.
Yeah.
And one of them is the convention center. We talk every other Monday to get caught up with Eric Spoonmore, the president and CEO. He's also the treasurer of the CIB. Where does that stand? And on a scale of 10, 10 being, oh, I don't know, let's say light speed cruising through the galaxy, where are we on track to get this project up and running as of the moment?
Well, right now, I would say that we're at about an 8.
Excellent.
And I think that's really good. I think that's really good, considering we were at a 1 or a 0.5 about 2 years ago. So we've really made a lot of great traction and got a lot of momentum building behind this super important economic development project for our downtown and really for all of the entire Bloomington community in Monroe County. But we're making good progress. We had at our last meeting last week, the architects unveiled three different kind of concepts or designs, if you will, of the new convention center. And you could just feel the energy and the enthusiasm in the room as we were looking at these schematics and designs. And it's very preliminary, but I think everyone really thought that, wow, you know, this is happening now. This is real. We can see it. We can almost feel it with these drawings and renderings that the architects have put out there. So, you know, we look forward to further refining what the design of this facility is going to look like. But there's a lot of excitement around it right now. And I got to say, you know, of the three options, and I would encourage your listeners to go check these out. You know, I think probably the best couple of publications are on the B Square Beacon. They've got a story on it, and WFIU Indiana Public Media, they've got a story that's covering these. But go check out the different options. It's really cool. What I've been hearing most from people is the go big is the
oh, of course,
the one option that people, yeah, you got to go big or go home. Kind of what they've been. And then there's one concept labeled city that I think is, you know, kind of interacts with the features of our downtown, you know, the brick and mortar type of features that you see in that area and the existing convention center. And so it's more reflective of that. And then the third option was labeled quarry. And that includes, incorporates a lot more of the limestone components that have made our region so famous with limestone and the cultivation of all that stone around here in southern Indiana. So I was impressed with all of them. I think they're all really cool, and I'm just looking forward to seeing where this goes and how the community responds. We're going to have a community input session on September 16th at the convention center. Hope as many community members can show up and provide their input on what they think would look the best and feel the best in the part of our downtown. But, you know, I've got to say, I think this is probably the most exciting thing to happen to our downtown since Bill Cook and Steve Ferguson totally transformed it several decades ago. So this is, you know, one of those once in a generation kinds of projects that will be transformative. I'm really excited for what lies ahead in our future with it.
And how many hotels are we going to stick in around there? I know there's the RFQs, and you've got some people responding to that. It looks like there's more land behind it or to the west of the old building. Was it High Speed Tire back that way, or you can go south?
Yeah.
Is it just one hotel that's going to, quote-unquote, win this, or is there room for more? How does that work, or does it depend on if we go big or go quarry or go city?
Well, we're going to, you know, there's a few different land options. As you mentioned, you know, there's some southern, some land there to the south of the existing center. There's some land to the west of the existing center. And so we need to work through with those hoteliers on what's going to be the most ideal location for them and for the Capital Improvement Board and the community. And so that's kind of an ongoing, that'll be a negotiation and discussions that we'll have to have. Right now, the plan is just for one anchor hotel, but, you know, who knows? In the future, you know, we may see a lot more business and the demand for more hotels. But right now, the project just calls for one anchor hotel to the expanded convention center. And we'll be utilized, so we're not planning for any new parking structure that the CIB would be funding through this project. We're going to leverage the 4th Street garage as much as we can, and we think that that'll satisfy the demand for parking without having to construct an all-new parking facility. That is not something that we want to do. That was discussed by, you know, the prior administration and prior iterations of this conversation, but that has been taken off the table. We don't want to spend any of this money on a parking structure when we've already got what we feel like is adequate parking that already exists in that area.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest this afternoon. Busy, busy man. A lot of big ticket items going on right now. And as you mentioned, these don't happen all the time. It's interesting to have the confluence of the jail and the convention center. maybe the other generations will learn a little bit about this, saying, well, you're asking me for money all directions here. Well, if you keep putting things off and putting things off, that's kind of how this works.
That's right. Yeah, there's a real need for recognizing that, you know, when you put things off, it's going to cost more money down the road. And that just requires a lot of times that those delays, I think, are the result of, you know, lost opportunities of collaboration among different units of government. And if either of these projects, you know, will provide future learning lessons for leaders into the future, you know, collaboration is key. And we've got to have city leaders and county leaders working together on these important, huge community initiatives and goals. and the business community as well too. You know, we've, like I said, it's important for the business community and the residents to have a real voice in these discussions. But that to me, I think, is really key, and that stands out as one of the most important learning lessons from all of this, is that we've got to have people understanding that it's a compromise. We can't always get everything that we want, but if we can just come together and get what we need, things will work out in the long run.
We should steal that from the Rolling Stones, because it makes perfect sense. That's absolutely right. Well, buddy, I appreciate the update. I know you guys are busy. You have the Web Awards going on Thursday as well. And that's what I think some people, I don't want to say forget, but business goes on. No one stops to do all this. This is concurrently running through our normal business stuff every day.
That's right. Web Awards coming up, and that's going to be, this is August is the end of our fiscal year. So we'll be starting our new fiscal year beginning in September. We've had a wonderful year at the Chamber. I was just, in our staff meeting before I got on the phone with you. And, we couldn't do this without, the great dedication of our team. They have really, I'm so grateful that they stuck it out with me now for 3 years. And I think we're on a great trajectory going forward. We're excited for the Web Awards and ending our year on a high note there. We just sent out a press release last week on the annual meeting, our 109th annual meeting and community awards celebration. And so I'll just give you a sneak peek, give everybody a sneak peek. I know we'll have more opportunities to talk about this in the future, but that's going to be in September. Our business of the year is Weddle Brothers, and our lifetime achievement award winner is the venerable, beloved Jeff Baldwin at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington. Everybody knows Jeff and all that he's done here in the community. So we look for, and then among many more awards that we'll be giving out in addition to those two. But those two are the really big ones that we always celebrate every year. So congratulations to Weddle Brothers, such an iconic company that's been around here for so many years and has done so much good in our community. And also, of course, Jeff Baldwin, who's just done he could run a masterclass on changing lives and helping people and making a difference in the community. So congratulations to Jeff and all of those folks at the Boys and Girls Clubs too.
All right, buddy, great job as always. I know you're very busy. Thanks for squeezing us in today. Well, usually in two Mondays we talk, and that would be Labor Day. So we'll have to rearrange something else based on your very, very busy schedule. I don't want to go 3 weeks without. There's too many things going on. That's a simple thing.
Hey, just let me know. Yeah, we'll make it work.
Oh, great. I always appreciate your time, buddy, and I know how busy you are. Thank you for all your efforts in our community, and thanks for translating it into English for us as well.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon, Glass.